You know what? Anytime you step into a new building, a new team, it's always an adjustment. It's always a lot of fun. You know, you got a lot of different personalities, so you know you're trying to learn everyone's personalities and what they're into, and you know, just being able to adapt to that. I think that I'm having fun with it. You know, I'm trying to roll with it.
Is there any aspect of your game specifically you're trying to work on as far as footwork, just timing, cadence of the offense, anything that's been just like an adjustment for you?
I would say every aspect of it. You know, coming out with a new quarterback and a new offense, you know, it's you want to make sure that you're doing everything the right way. So, you know, it boils down to footwork. It boils down to timing on your routes and, you know, building that trust with your quarterback and with your offensive line and your receivers when it comes to the timing of certain routes. And, you know, it's just working together. That's the biggest thing.
You pay any attention to the depth chart? I mean, it's so early in training camp. Does that even catch your eye at all?
No, you can't. You got to come out here. That's out of my control. All I can do is come out here and work hard every single day, and you know, the rest of it will work itself out.
Five-way battle at one position doesn't leave much room for error.
I'm sorry. So
five-way battle at a position doesn't leave a lot of room for error. How do you approach it every day of practice?
You got to keep your head down and just keep going with it. You know, like, you know, mistakes are going to happen because, like I said, it's a brand new offense and it's everyone's on the same playing field right now. So, you know, you got to just go out there, get in your playbook. We have a lot of time to meet and watch film and everything. Then once you come out here for the, you know, 2-3 hours that we're out here, that's your time to try to execute everything that you learned in the meeting rooms.
What drew you here?
Sorry?
What drew you here?
What drew me here?
Mm-hmm.
A tryout. I was sitting at home last year. You know, had a couple tryouts here and there. I was in training camp with the Patriots last year, but you know, I got released, and it's just the way things go sometimes. And I sat around at home last year, and I've just been working out, trying to look for an opportunity. And you know, the Giants came out and they gave me an opportunity.
What was that like being home for a year, not getting that call?
It's hard. It's very hard. You know, you feel. You know, personally, I felt like I have the skill set to be in the league and be able to play, but, you know, certain things dictated differently. So I was sitting at home, and, you know, I mean, I was fortunate where I had several distractions. I had a new baby girl that was born in November. So I had certain distractions, you know, to keep my mind off of the negative and start focusing on the positive. So, I you know, I'm out here and I'm hungry because I have a family to support. You know, this is my passion, this is my love, but at the same time, you know, there's more to this than just football.
Your first job?
Second.
Second.
Yeah.
When you're at home, are you working out the whole time, or have you started looking, you know, is this it? Do I start looking for another job? What's the mental approach?
You know what, it's difficult because you go back and forth. You know, there are times where, you know, you're hungry. Obviously, at the beginning of the season, you know, you're working out every single day. You're trying to stay in the best shape possible. And I had a couple phone calls. You know, a couple weeks into the season, I got a phone call, had a tryout, didn't pan out. A couple more weeks go by, have another tryout, didn't pan out. So then the doubt starts to creep in, you know. I'm human. You know, doubt just starts to creep in. You start thinking, okay, can I still do this? Should I? You know, I've been doing this for a while. Mm-hmm. Is it time for retirement? I don't know. But then at the same time, like, I'm hungry. I know I can continue to play. So I kept working out. And at the same time, you know, you're also preparing. You got one foot kind of, I wouldn't even say one foot. I had maybe a couple toes out the door just kind of preparing for, you know, the afterlife. But at the same time, I mean, this is where I want to be.
How'd you prepare for the afterlife?
What's that?
You said you prepared a little bit for the afterlife. What did you do? How did you?
You know what? I thought about owning a business. You know, my father-in-law is a business broker, so he brings different businesses out in California to my attention, just things that he thinks that I would be pretty successful in. So, you know, we've kept an eye towards certain things like that, but at the same time, you know, football is where my heart is.
Was that a scary thought just because this is what you've known for so long, just to be approaching the idea of I'm going to do something new with my life?
Of course. I mean, change is not easy. You know, any time, you know, you've been doing something for as long as we've all been doing it, it's hard to think that that's going to be gone and you have to start something new. But at the same time, I'm not naive. I know that football is not forever. At some point, this is going to have to come to an end. So I have to start thinking about that end result and what I want to do afterwards.
You haven't had it easy. I mean, you small college, right? Not undrafted. A lot of teams, what, 7 teams or something like that?
Yep.
What is that? How does that shape you? How does it prepare you for a situation like this?
It humbles me. I mean, it puts a chip on my shoulder. Just kind of like, you know what? There's nothing ever guaranteed. Coming from where I started from, it hasn't been easy. And like I said, doubt has always been creeping in. But at the same time, like, in my heart, I knew that I could do this. And I knew that this is where I wanted to be. So, you know, that's my heart led me. And that's what's driven me to be where I am.
How do you combat that doubt? You know, when you're faced that, when you're sitting at home, the phone's not ringing, how do you overcome it?
You know, you just can't let it, you know, overshadow you. It's going to be there, but at the same time, like, you got to have that confidence. you know, doubt can creep in, but you just can't let doubt just overshadow everything else that you've worked so hard for.
On the opposite end, what did it feel like when the Giants said, okay, we tried you out, we want to sign you?
It was excitement, you know, but at the same time, it was the beginning of a new journey. So I got signed in January, so I knew that I had a few months before we actually started, you know, off-season workouts and OTAs and everything. So I went back home to California, and I got back on the grind.
How different does this camp feel because of that uncertainty you have? I mean, I'm sure the effort remains the same, but just in terms of how you kind of take it all in, appreciation level, emotional level, is there something different about this camp?
I mean, after sitting out for a year, you know, everything's going to be a lot more, you're going to be a lot more appreciative. So I'm not looking at it as like a last chance, but at the same time, you're kind of like, it can be taken from you at any moment. So I wake up every single morning, I go out every single day, and I try to give my all, and I try to do everything that I can to be the best athlete that I can, the best Giant that I can be, so that hopefully the end result is that I am here with this organization.
How do you make sure you're seen in a five-way position battle?
Try to make plays. You try to stand out the best way you can, you know, whether it be in the run game, whether it be in special teams, whether it be on the offense, everything that you can do to stand out, you know, you try to make it done.
It was just a practice one, but it must have felt good after all that to catch a touchdown yesterday.
You know, anytime you get your hands on the ball, it always feels good, you know, especially for the tight end position. I mean, I know we got a lot of glorified tight ends out there in the league right now, but you know, there's a lot of other guys who don't necessarily get their hands on the ball that often. So anytime we can get our hands on the rock, we're trying to do something special with it.
Is this as good a situation as you could ask for, given that the position is so wide open, seemingly, at least from our standpoint?
From my standpoint, any situation would be a good situation for me. You know, like I said, coming off of a year of not doing anything, you know, I was just looking for an opportunity to get my foot back in the door and showcase what I can do.